everybody. Welcome to Whistle While You Work podcast. This is episode 91, Disney World Dead Zones. Or did we say Dead Zones of Disney World?
You just said Disney Dead Zones.
Oh, I did all of it wrong then.
Dun, dun, dun.
So I should have written it down.
What is it was that? Like 4 seconds ago.
So what is it? We're calling it Dead Zones? See, I can't even get it. Maybe we should... We need the editor to come in.
Disney Dead Zones. Okay. Dun, dun, dun.
Okay. Maybe you should start doing the intros. I've been doing the last 90 of them, so maybe it's time to flip.
That's interesting. You've done 90.
No.
Actually, now you've done 91.
You know, we started this in like 2022.
I can't remember that far back.
I know. I'm pretty sure that was the year we started.
Yeah, we were on a roll early on.
I know.
Like every single week.
I know. Now it's like monthly. But you know what? We just do what we want. And we have fun. And
yeah.
And here we are.
Because you're not the boss of me. Actually, you are. But
whatever. We are equal partners in life and in podcasting. Except the intro. I think it might be your turn.
I wouldn't know what to do.
Okay. Whatever.
I do the intro for the other podcasts. So
I know. That's why I'm like, you're experienced. You got this.
I can't hog all the intros.
Okay. All right. So thank you guys for listening into our podcast.
Dun, dun, dun.
Oh gosh, we hope this is entertaining. I know, you know, you can glean some information and I can certainly help you plan a trip because I actually do that professionally if that's something you want help with. But
it's free.
It is free. There is no cost to you to...
You know what? I think that is the 100% biggest misconception out there when it comes to travel agents. Because I think there are travel agents out there that charge their clients
charge fees and certain things.
I know of that.
My agency does not.
Yeah. I think... it is a little like a gamble. But listen, if you've been with us for 91 episodes now... You probably realize Kayla knows what she's talking about.
I know a couple things, except how to give a proper intro or what we just discussed our intro's name was. But other than that.
Yeah, but you know parks, and we're going to talk about a thing that, frankly, we've never ever talked about before.
I know. It kind of has like a negative connotation, you know, dead zones, Disney dead zones. But
yeah, I don't know if I'd call it negative. It's all negative.
It sounds like we're talking about like, you know, you get poor signal or no Wi-Fi. That's not what we're talking about.
No, today, no, because that's pretty much the whole park.
I was like, you know, the one that comes to mind the most is somewhere at Soarin'. For some reason, when you're in the queue at Soarin',
oh, well, it's because you're like internet. It's because you're like a mile underground. You know, you walk into Soarin' and you start going down the thing and you're like, we're still going downhill. By the time you get there, I'm like, how far underground am I?
Yeah.
Got no signal. I got no nothing. Where's another part that I get absolutely zero signal at? It's another attraction.
Well, I feel like back in the day when we had to do the virtual queues and you had to find a spot, like there were only a few select places in the park that you were like, I can trust that we can do it here.
Yeah, you know. I remember we did it once at in the pyramid.
Yeah.
And I was, you know, it was a little bit of roulette for me, right?
Yeah.
Because I'm like, well, we're higher up, so there's not as many obstructions, except we're in a big metal box.
Right.
Well, a big metal pyramid. And but it worked great. It was one of the best ones. And we were trying to get it right at the time that the lounge was closing. So they were trying to get everybody out,
yeah,
like, please go away.
Yeah.
And it was us and like some other group, and you could tell what we were doing.
We were all...
And we won, and then the cast member cheered for us too. That was cool.
Oh my goodness.
That was a good day.
Well, this episode isn't about virtual queues, but I will say that virtual queues,
those are
also dead for now until another attraction opens up.
I've made my feelings clear on this for years now.
Well, Guardians of the Galaxy back in 2022 had the virtual queue, and it's had it for, what, 3 years?
The whole time.
Almost 3 years.
Yep, it's had it for the whole time. And in my opinion, it's worked very well. So why we need to screw up something that works well, I don't know. But here's
anyway,
the thing.
The bottom line
Let
is...
Let me just say this. Let me just say this about virtual queues. I want to get this off my chest. Because I've brought it up many times. Why am I such a big fan? Because I feel like Disney's leaving money on the table Yes. When you force people into a line where they can't spend any money.
The businessman in you is just like, this doesn't make sense.
Well, I mean, the business part of me, that doesn't make any sense. And the part where it's, hey, let's just stand in line for fun when we know we have a viable alternative out there, that doesn't make any sense either, right? Yeah. It's not a great guest experience, certainly not a good economic experience. I just don't get it. Now, I trust that they have run some numbers, right? Like, that's what they do.
Yeah, and I think there's probably the guest experience. There's but a lot
I feel well, and I think that's what it is. I think that the complaints about virtual queue is the tail that's wagged the dog. But just like a press event that I was at this morning where everyone was worried about a bunch of protesters, you know how many people showed up to protest? Four. Okay. And I'm sure one of them was even paid, right? That's just not the thing. Just because someone speaks really loudly or even those surveys.
A few of them, yeah.
I just, you know, what's going to happen instead is they're going to raise prices elsewhere. They're going to continue to raise those prices. So now what they do is you get out of the virtual queue, which was free. You hate standing in the regular line. And guess what? Now the individual lightning lane, instead of being $20, is now $35. That's what's going to happen. Mark my words.
Okay.
Not a good experience for
us. Well, if anyone's not sure exactly what we're talking about, for the last several years, for many of the attractions, new attractions, you wouldn't actually go stand in a line. You had to digitally or on your app get in line for some of these rides. And now, no more. Now you just go stand in line or pay.
I can understand in today's age why people complain about that. Oh, I can't work the app. Okay, look, it's 1993. Get with the program. Stop it. Right? Like, we've been doing this for a long time now. If you can't work your phone, which you're glued to 24/7, that's on you.
Oh my goodness. All right, did you get it all off your chest? I feel like you might need a deep breath or
yeah,
something.
Yeah, as long as you don't bring up Tom Sawyer Island, I'll be okay.
Well, let's talk about our topic and move forward. Good old Tom. You should just go read that book. Maybe that would fill the gaps.
That book's not very good.
Hard to read, you know, all that difficult language of the accents.
I just never liked the story.
But you love Tom Sawyer Island? That doesn't make sense.
I don't need the story for the islands. It's like a utopia. It's a zen
for Tom Sawyer.
He never showed up there.
I feel like you should like it. So
he never showed up there.
Oh my gosh, this is very revealing. Okay, well, let's talk about what I wanted to discuss, and that is areas in the parks in the parks or near the parks that are dead zones. In other words, people don't go there.
Ain't nothing going on.
If like literally a tumbleweed could like be rolling around in that area.
Do-do-do-do.
Yeah, that's what would be happening. And for me, it's like this lost opportunity. There's so much foot traffic. Honestly, it would be helpful if we spread out a little bit more people. And there's places that we just don't want to spread out to because it's just this bad vibe.
This is what's amazing. The question you should be asking yourself is, how is this possible? There's no one here.
Yeah.
Like, how is it possible? This whole big, huge park, there's so many people here, thousands, tens of thousands of people in this park. And you'll find yourself in one of these spots where you could be by yourself. Even. It's possible because I've done it.
Well, let's start with Magic Kingdom. So in Magic Kingdom, this is at Disney World. I do have one at Disneyland. Do you want to start at Disneyland or do you want to do Magic Kingdom?
Oh, I don't know Disneyland as well anymore.
Well,
it's changed so much since I was a kid.
Let's just do my quick Disneyland one. So this is in California. For me, the dead zone and like the I got to get out of here space is the Esplanade, especially in the middle of the day. Do you know what I'm talking about? The spot between the two parks.
Oh, yeah.
That's what they call that. It's the Esplanade. That's where you are either going into DCA or you're going into Disneyland. Oh. You know what I mean? Like, I feel like I'm like, you know, when you're park hopping and you're like, okay, I'm going to go from this park to this park. But in the middle of the day, like, there's bad vibes there. You're like, oh, I gotta get out of this. I got to go get into a park.
I don't know what you're talking
about. You don't have
that
I don't feel bad vibes.
I'm going to another park.
No, I don't like it. There's a little bit of energy and excitement in the morning. Like, yeah, we're all waiting. We're going to get in or whatever. In the middle of the day, though, I'm like, oh, it's scary out here. I got to get.
No, It's the opposite. I don't like it in the morning because there's so many people in the way.
Well, this is going
to
be an interesting
in the afternoon,
episode.
I'm like, this is great. This is great. I get to just walk right across and go into the other park. I don't know. I wouldn't call that a dead zone. There's so many people out there.
Maybe I'm still living off the last trip that you and I had at Disneyland, and you were so upset about not being able to find that shake, that blood orange shake,
oh,
and then we
man,
went on.
Man, that was such a bummer.
Maybe I just had some bad vibes in my heart.
It was such a bummer.
When we were in that
I couldn't believe how hard it was to find a delicious shake.
Okay, go to our Whistle While You Work podcast on Instagram. Let me know I'm not the only one that, like, that Esplanade, especially midday, it's got bad vibes. But let's just go to Magic Kingdom. I think you'll have stuff to say about this one.
Bad vibes? That's like when you get outside of the Esplanade and you're out there
with the protesters.
With the people that are
zealots.
Doing some weird stuff. Yeah. Weird things.
Yeah, but I'm, yeah.
Last time we got accused of being magicians and witchcraft.
Yeah.
Remember that one? That I was like, wow. I mean, I know I was born there, but those are not my people.
Yeah, it was. The bubble is very small at Disneyland. Yeah. But even within the bubble at the Esplanade, to me, it is a dead zone.
Okay,
let's move forward.
I was thinking, to tell you the truth, when I thought of a dead zone, I thought actually it'd be more like over in Disney California Adventure, which is the concourse over there next to the River Rapids ride and the entrance to the Grand Californian. There's nobody over there.
Yeah,
it's so weird. That park is so congested and dense everywhere else except for that spot. There's never anybody over there.
Yeah.
To me, that's the dead zone.
Okay. All right.
And it's actually kind of nice. You feel like you're in a forest.
Yeah, I'm about to say it's like warm and like it's giving you a hug type of a feeling.
I think your definition of dead zone is not the same as my definition of dead zone.
That's going to make this an interesting episode. Okay.
All right.
Finally, Magic Kingdom. Tomorrowland, specifically the old Stitch's Great Escape or whatever it was called. Like, it's just like if tumbleweed was blowing around, there would be tumbleweed blowing around in there. Like, no one's over there.
And that tumbleweed would get caught up in someone's stroller.
So many strollers.
Because that's where all the strollers park in Tomorrowland.
You know what I mean, though? Like, that is prime real estate. There's so many imaginative people in that company, and it's just been empty for like a decade.
Yeah.
I consider that a dead zone, and it's wasted space. I mean, that is like prime real estate, like the entrance area of Tomorrowland.
Yeah, I would agree. You know, to tell you the truth, the real dead zone that I think is actually Storybook Circus.
Storybook Circus. You talking about the splash pad?
Yeah, you get past the splash pad, you got that tent back there, there's the railroad entrance, like, there's nobody ever over there.
Yeah.
Maybe it's because everything closes at like 2 in the afternoon, I don't know, but, you know, yeah, it's that to me, that's the dead zone back over there, or, you know, the place immediately outside of it, right, which is where you're back there in New Fantasyland near Ariel's Grotto. Nothing over there. Nothing going on.
Yeah.
You get near Gaston's Tavern. Nothing really going on over there. It's so strange to me because you walk into the middle of Fantasyland and you can't even get through the crowd because of how many people there are. You just walk a little bit past Beast Castle and all of a sudden you're like, where'd everybody go?
Right. Yeah. I guess they built out that part of what they called New Fantasyland.
That's why those things close so early. That's why Gaston's Tavern doesn't stay open till 9 o'clock. That's why the souvenir tent in Storybook Circus closes like at 5 or 6, you know, and look, that's a great little place. If you ever wanted to beat the crowd over at the confectionery, like go over to the tent at Storybook Circus. They have almost all of the same treats from the case. You can get fresh made caramel popcorn. You can get a lot of the same stuff over there.
Werther's stuff.
And there's no line.
And you can find a spot to eat. Like there are a few chairs and tables, or you can just, we've just sat on the ground inside there, which is nice and cool, but. Yeah, I get your dead zones. I feel like my dead zone is it's just stark and cold. There's nothing to look at. There's nothing to do.
Okay.
Yours, at least, I feel like there's colors.
Okay,
and
so
music.
So I'll raise you this one then. what's the place, what's the name of the place there where the dessert buffet takes place?
Oh gosh, yes.
I mean,
the Tomorrowland Terrace.
Yeah, Tomorrowland Terrace, right? Chairs. It's so bad, I don't even know the name of it, okay? Like, they do nothing with it all day long.
Talk about prime real estate,
too. Absolutely nothing whatsoever. I mean, really? You guys can't serve food? Like, there's so many chairs
and
stuff set up.
They have off and on, but I don't think
but
they
use
now.
It just for that dessert thing in the evening. I don't get it. I don't get it.
Okay.
Tomorrowland needs work.
Yeah. Tomorrowland's yesterday land, apparently, now. But it's like 80s land, really, to me. 70s, 80s.
Yeah.
Okay, so I'm going to skip to the one that really inspired this whole episode. I mean, I'm not skipping in your mind. It's just a skip on my list here. But the one that just really bothers me to no end.
You're going to
is,
Epcot, aren't you?
No. Well, oh. It's the one in Hollywood Studios where that Little Mermaid show or movie or whatever it used to be over by, like, there's the Disney Junior show. Anyway, it's not far from One Man's Dream, and
yeah,
you know what I'm talking about.
Yeah, the Little Mermaid show. There's not a show there anymore.
There's
right
not
now.
A show over there.
Not currently. I think they said they're going to do another one, but who knows?
You can meet some Star Wars characters if you go further.
Okay, so you're talking over the Star Wars launch bay.
Yes, that's
it. Yes, yeah. I agree. What in the world is going on? In fact, you're so right about this one. I really was convinced that's where they were going to put Monsters University.
Because there's so much room that's not being
Not
used.
Only so much room, but the building already was in the right shape and made sense for that, right?
Yeah.
Instead of taking over where the Muppets are and trying to crowd more people over into a spot where there's already too many people.
Yeah.
There's just already too many people over there. Oh, yeah, let's just keep crowding them in. Great idea. Instead, we've got prime real estate, nothing going on over there.
It really is. It's in the middle of the park. It's very central to everything, I think. So I just, but to me, it kind of goes along with my issue with Stitch is there's nothing to look at. There's nothing to
like,
see
there's no
there.
Purpose in walking in there.
No, like.
I mean, yeah, okay. There's some character meet and greets, but meh.
Yeah, I think it's Chewie and like BB-8 or something is back in that Star Wars area.
But very limited times for that too, if I'm not mistaken.
Right.
It's not like it's an all day you get to meet them.
So
who cares about meeting a robot that can't talk?
Maybe some people do. I don't know. Burp, 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 burp. Is that what noise he makes?
I don't know. He's just rolling around.
Okay. Do you have any other ones or do you want me to just keep doing my list? Do you have anything else in Hollywood Studios?
You know, the other one in Hollywood Studios for me, actually, it gets later in the day when this happens, but that whole section over there in front of Backlot Express, Indiana Jones.
Oh,
like,
yeah.
So actually, when you were talking about the bad juju sort of feelings and stuff, like, I don't like that spot over there at all.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, so we're talking basically immediately in front of where you'd go in for the Frozen sing-along. You've got the Indiana Jones Stunt Spectacular. You've got Backlot Express, which is a maybe semi-underrated quick service area, but nobody goes there because you just don't want to be over there. Star Tours, look,
yeah.
An attraction that nobody goes to.
Right.
And I really think, why does nobody go to it? It's location. It's just in a weird spot where... There's just no reason to be over there, so I'm not going to go.
Well, you can naturally cut through like the ABC commissary or go any other direction.
Yeah, everyone likes to go down these small, narrow alleyways instead of this huge promenade, which is what you have right out there.
But maybe they feel the bad
it's interesting.
Juju. What do you call it? Bad juju? Something.
Voodoo Mama Juju.
Okay. So I think that was my last one in Hollywood Studios. I think let's go to Epcot. You and I kind of mentioned this one earlier, but it's the Mission to Mars area.
Yeah.
That's got bad vibes.
There's two things there. You've got the Mission Space. Mission
right.
Space is the attraction.
Right.
And you have Space 220, the restaurant.
Mission to Mars. Why did I say that?
I don't know. But I was just... I wasn't going to correct you directly. I was just saying Mission Space. Anyways.
This is true love.
It's weird. There's nobody there.
It is so cool. Like that planet looks amazing. It's like this giant statue of Mars, right? Isn't it Mars? Maybe that's why I said that.
I think you could. I don't know.
Anyway.
I threw up the one time maybe we probably, maybe the one time we were going to Mars, that's the one time I threw up and haven't been back since. So
I just, now that you've got Guardians kind of is breathing some life over into that area of Epcot, but I just feel like I can't get out of there fast enough. I'm like, I have nothing to do. Maybe because there's no shade. That's probably another big factor.
Yeah, it's there's no shade so whatsoever.
There's no food over there that's worth getting, I don't think.
But it is absolutely a bizarre kind of place. Almost like Canada and the World Showcase, where there's never anybody there either. And you're like, I don't know if I'm supposed to be here. Like,
am I welcome?
Is this okay?
That's a good comparison.
Not an indictment on your country, yeah, Canada, it's just, but not like, that's how I feel in the World Showcase. Like, I'm not welcome.
Yeah. Maybe it's all the construction.
And then even when you go to the O Canada show, you're like in there and you're waiting for it and you're like, is this a thing? Like, are we supposed to do this? Yeah. Like, you're in this like underground, well, then even like you get little there, cabin.
You're not allowed to sit down.
Yeah.
Give us a seat.
Be hospitable. We're living in a society.
The Canadians are like, we didn't build it. Don't
They're out there chopping lumber. But I agree with you completely on this one. And I think what's the building that is completely unused? Is the old Universe of Energy building or something like
that's
that?
It's over in that whole corner.
It's over in that whole corner. So this is that whole spot that we're talking.
It's like the spherical like dome. I think it's a dome-shaped building.
Yeah. So it's not the part that is attached to the Guardians attraction. That was a different universe of something. This is the other one.
We don't know our history at Epcot. Sorry, people.
I didn't go back then. Right. And, but the building's still there and it, you know, I look at that building, you know what I think of? I think of Jurassic Park.
Oh yeah.
After they all abandoned the island and then they came back and like everything had overgrown. Like, yeah. I feel like if I walked in that building, T-Rex is waiting for me.
Right. There might be some dinosaur eggs or something in there.
Uh-huh.
Okay.
That's what I'm feeling like.
Okay. Maybe that's what they're going for. Maybe that's the deal.
that's a universal property.
Okay. So I asked this on our Instagram. I was asking if there are people that have, or I was crowdsourcing opinions on dead zones at Disney World. And someone, my friend Lisa, talked about the cut through between Test Track and World Showcase.
Yep.
Sometimes there's that building that has like something.
So there used to be stuff in there. There used to be like both a quick service and they had an exhibit and a display and then it gets closed down and then they do something and then they open it up for something else and then they close it back down.
But I'm talking about the cut through, like when you're trying to get to Mexico, like over.
Yeah. There's bathrooms over there. That's usually the only reason I walk over there is for those restrooms.
And those restrooms they've been there since the park opened in 82. I don't think they've changed anything about those.
They were there when dinosaurs roamed the earth.
You know, sometimes you go into a Disney bathroom, you're like, this is impressive. This is nice and whatever. But anyway, but yeah, I don't know why. It's just, I think maybe we're all just, it seems like you should want to like hang out. There's like water to look at and there's a bridge and it's kind of quiet from the chaos of the park. But it's like, no, get me through this. Like,
I think there's quite a few dead zones in Epcot, honestly. And that has a lot to do with its size. You know, another one that, in my opinion, is pretty spooky is the one on the far side of Spaceship Earth, kind of walking towards the park exit. You know, like at nighttime when you're walking out that way, like it's a little bit dark, like it's darker than it feels like in other places. Like I'm always kind of looking around my shoulder, like, is someone going to mug me over here? Like in the middle of Epcot, like that's what I feel like.
You're talking about the main entrance?
Yeah, but this is, it's not the main entrance part. This is like off to the side, back kind of weird corner of Spaceship Earth.
Okay.
So if you're coming away from what used to be the land pavilion and you're walking out that way and you're going around Spaceship, like it's just, it's a little spooky to me. Yeah. It's a dead zone.
Well, that was on my list too. It was just the entrance of Epcot. It's just.
So you're talking about in front of like, the turnstiles.
Yeah. Joffrey's. Like there's a Joffrey's. Yeah.
So
up
in front of the gate, you know, basically in between the parking lot and the gate and you've got the monorail entrance and everything. Yeah. That is no good.
no good vibes. why? You know, and it's just like, I feel like the Imagineers are so good at like making things warm or welcoming or putting this, and maybe that's kind of the spirit. It's like this cold space futuristic future. It used to be called future. What was it? Future World? The front side of Epcot. You're looking at me like you don't know. But anyway, but you're about to find out.
What I'm about to find out. Anyway. Yeah, I don't know. It does feel very transactional up there towards the front.
Well, and it's like it's a blessing because you need space for that many people to inundate an area to when the park opens, right? But it just still seems like there's still too much space.
There's plenty of space in outer space.
Oh, jeez.
Okay, let's talk about Animal
Future
Kingdom.
World. It's a thing. I'm not making it up. It's called Future World.
It was a thing.
Anyway, you're right. It was a thing. Now everything's the land this and the this that and the, I don't know. Now I just don't even know what they're called.
Yeah, I don't. They're neighborhoods or something.
Oh, it's
something.
The world of, because it's supposed to be World Showcase, and then it's like the world of the sea and the world of.
I don't know.
All right. I'm looking it up while you
talk. I think they're communities now.
Is it?
I don't know.
Keep going. Did you have something?
Well, I was going to move on to Animal Kingdom.
Yeah, I have one there too.
I mean, like all of Animal Kingdom kind of fits in a little bit.
Is there a specific spot you want to talk about?
Yeah. I want to talk about the spot basically in between Expedition Everest and going towards what used to be the little carnival area back there. What did they call that place?
Dinoland USA.
Yeah, I never hung out there.
That was on my list.
Well, you know, they're giving that whole thing a makeover, but I'm talking about the space in between, which is the part that contains the theater for the Nemo show.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, what in the blazes is happening over there?
Maybe that's where the Yeti lives. Maybe the Yeti's
He's up in Everest right above it. I mean, it could be.
Maybe he comes down and just like
eats the people.
Not eats
them. He ate them. That's why you can't find them.
This is turning into a horror show or something.
Well, you'll feel that way if you walk over there. I just, it's one of those where you're like, there's nobody here. How can there be nobody here? And you get the same sort of thing as you're walking in between Africa and Pandora. If you take that journey right there,
that one doesn't bother me.
Going past the Harambe house, which is the, BBC. Club 33.
Oh yeah. Yeah.
You know, there's just nobody there. And you look at Africa, the way they've put it together so well, and it's a complete, you know, they themed it so well. You're like, I'm in a third world country, and those wires are going to electrocute me.
Right.
They're not even real, but they feel like they're going to electrocute
me. They did a really
realistic
job.
It's so well done.
Yeah.
So well done that, you know, if you sent a permit inspector out there, they'd red tag it, and they'd say, this isn't good enough. You have to do better. And they're like, it's just a prop. Like, I don't believe you.
I think, you know, kind of a theme for all of these is some of these places we're describing, there's no live entertainment. There's not good music. I mean, the fact that there's no people there, too, is also a problem. But there might be no people there because there is nothing.
Yeah, that's the thing.
Inviting.
When I'm talking, and I don't want to say it's not warm and inviting over there in between Everest and
Nemo.
Old Dino Land, right?
Yeah.
The foliage, it's nice. It's beautiful. You know, it's clean. It's clean because there's nobody there. But like you don't hear anything either. You don't, not only do you not see any people, but like you just don't even hear anything. You're not hearing
people.
The screams from Everest or anything else because the Yeti ate them. That's it. I think we figured it out. The Yeti
this
ate
is
them.
Terrible. We're going to get a new rating on our podcast.
10 stars.
No, not rating. I mean, like they're going to call us PG-13 or something. I missed what I was going to say.
Animal Kingdom. Where's your spot?
Well, I got to back up just a second. For Epcot, it's called World Discovery, World Nature, World Celebration, and World Showcase.
Yeah, that doesn't make sense, but okay.
So
just like getting rid of virtual cues didn't make sense.
World Nature.
They're naming conventions.
World Nature must be where the land pavilion is. World Discovery is probably like in the middle. And then Celebration is over by Test Track. I don't know. Anyway.
I'm just going to keep calling it the Land Pavilion.
Oh, my goodness. Well, I guess my other thing at Animal Kingdom, though, that I just don't have like this great feeling is the parking lot. Like, I have like a good feeling. It sounds stupid, but like in Hollywood Studios, you see the gondolas and like, I don't know. It just, it doesn't bother me. Maybe it's because I'm not already seeing, like, it bothers me that I can see Pandora from the Animal Kingdom parking lot. It bothers me that I can see the theater that Flight of Passage is in the parking lot. Now, I know in Epcot, you can see the Guardians of the Galaxy building where the ride is, but they've painted it that no-see-em blue.
Yeah, no-see-em blue. And honestly, you really can't notice
if you don't,
it, right?
Yeah, if you're not really...
You're right. Here you are seeing floating islands, and you're like, what's going on with that?
Like, it takes away the magic to me when you can... Like, it feels like just a normal carnival. Like,
yeah.
I mean, obviously Magic Kingdom does the best because it is a big build-up lead-up to getting to the magic. And then what's the other park? So anyway, I talked about the other
one. Wouldn't it have been really interesting if they'd put Pandora back somewhere else?
Yeah.
Where you couldn't see it from the front?
Yeah. Maybe that part. Do you know what I'm saying about that parking lot? Well, I just don't have great feelings.
Again, it's like the part where I feel like I'm going to get mugged next to Spaceship Earth, right? Like, it's just a big giant parking lot and... You kind of feel a little bit alone out there. You know, that's what's interesting, too. This is always what I think is so interesting. When you come to the park in the morning and you park in the parking lot, you come in with a lot of people. But when you leave, you're out there all by yourself. I don't know where all these other people have gone to, but how am I all by myself out here?
That's because you're open to close or something, maybe. But
yeah, could be.
I remembered what I was going to say. So the whole like positive spin on this episode is that if you're an introvert and you need like decompression, you should just go to all of these dead zone spots we described and you can go and like
chill.
You might have bad vibes there, but at least it'll be quiet. And
yeah, don't chill in the parking lot. That's weird.
No, that's right. But I don't know. Like we focus so much on the amazing attractions and the things that have such good energy and good vibes and people are just happy and they're talking to strangers in the line because you're just in this good mood. And then you get to some of these areas and you're like, what happened? So
yeah, it is interesting. I just think it's interesting.
I'm trying to think if there's any other spot. I was thinking in Disney Springs.
Well, there's a lot in Disney Springs.
Probably a lot in Disney Springs.
Yeah. That's another place that it's just kind of weird sometimes, depending on where you are.
The times of day. There, it does come alive at night. A lot of the restaurants have live entertainment and that helps. But anyway, well, I hope this was entertaining and maybe a little helpful again for those introverts. But I had fun just kind of exploring this topic. And you know, who knows? In 10 years, we'll look back and they've recognize that they've could change things and then maybe they'll change some of these areas of the park. And although there are probably new areas that have dead zones.
Good luck. Don't die.
Stop it.
I see dead people.
Stop it. Now we're really going to have to edit this.
I'm not editing anything.
Oh my goodness. All right. Well, thanks for joining us. You guys have a good one.
Bye.
Be safe.